Hi, I am glad to be here at VoxConf 2026. Today I will present migrating to OpenVox at INFN Naples. My name is Francesco Di Nucci. You may have met me on IRC or GitHub as Dinucom, D1NUC0M. Strange name, it's a long story. I work as a sysadmin at INFN Italy, and I've been contributing to Vox Populi since 2023. So I work at the INFN, Istituto Nazionale di Fisica Nucleare, Italian National Institute for Nuclear Physics. It's Italy's research institution for nuclear, particle, theoretical, and astroparticle physics with sections all over Italy. In particular, I work in the ICT service at the INFN Naples section, where we have two data centers for scientific computing that are shared with the Federico II University, then 600 hardware nodes over 30 racks, and some dozens of VMs running on these nodes. Most of the workloads are automated, either with the OpenVox Puppet, Ansible, Foreman, or a mix, but there is still some configuration management system on most of the services. So it is a medium-sized use case, but we have an extensive landscape of services. These are some that are automated with Puppet, OpenVox, like OpenStack for a private cloud, or HTConner for high throughput computing, or Ceph for storage. That's particular because it's automated with a mix of OpenVox and Ansible. And well, because of perforce changes that you know, in 2025, we found ourselves involved in a migration to OpenVox. This had its own issues, but has led us to be more involved with the community. First issue, it was the docs, because when we migrated, there was no site dedicated to OpenVox docs, so we had to rely on Puppet docs, because basically it is still compatible, community, mailing lists, and IRC, and we got it done. But now there is a website dedicated to documentation for OpenVox, so guys, check it out. And this issue, although for us was very impacting at the time, has now been solved by the community.
So we migrated in this order. First of all, Bolt, because it was not active on the machines at all the time, like agents and servers. Then the agents, servers, Foreman, and just in the end, the toolchain we were using. Migration from Bolt to OpenVault was fairly easily, basically switch repositories, switch packages, and that's it. No modification to the plans, nothing. It just works. So, good job, guys. For the agents, it was slightly more complicated. So, this is the workflow. We stopped the services, made a backup of the configuration. Again, replace the repositories from PartForce to Vox Populi, replace the packages, reload the services, and it worked. We were already on Puppet 8, so we switched from Puppet 8 to OpenVox 8, so we didn't have really any compatibility issue. Anyhow, compatibility was one of the two possible issues together with scale. It turned out that as we were already on Puppet 8, there were no issues migrating, but still we had to test. Luckily, we already have a double setup with testbed and production for basically every service, so we were able to test on a smaller scale. Better safe than sorry. And because we were already a little bit traumatized from Puppet 6 to 7 and 7 to 8 migrations, changing all the facts was not funny, especially when you have to do it with grep. Seriously, never again. But well, in this case, Puppet 8 to OpenVox 8, we had no issue, so that was fine. The real issue we had was scale, because we are talking about hundreds of clients, hundreds of agents, so doing it manually, totally out of questions. We could have done it with parallel shells such as PDSH. Problem is that they are not idempotent and it's difficult to keep track of whether the execution of the commands was successful on all the machines and it was to be done in a precise sequence. So we decided to use OpenBolt to migrate from Puppet to OpenVox. And basically we used OpenVox to migrate to OpenVox. Kind of a circular reference. And for example, this is a snippet of the plan we plans we wrote. And again, it is this workflow just implemented in a OpenBolt plan. And it turned out to be working without issues. It worked, migrated hundreds of machines in minutes, yes. So wonderful, another solution. Then where we have the more issues was with the servers. We are using all-in-one servers. So on a single EL9 machine, in particular Alma Linux 9, we are running the Puppet server, PostgreSQL, PuppetDB, and Puppet board behind HTTPD with LDAP authentication as an extra. And we use quite a particular setup to install the servers because first we use a bash script to do a minimal setup of the Puppet server and the agent and to deploy an environment inside the server. Then the agent points to the environment we just deployed. And in the environment includes everything for the complete server, so PostgreSQL, PuppetDB, Puppet board, R10K, repositories, keys, whatever. So first we do a minimal setup, and then we are able to do basically a self-configuring server. Now, we tested migration manually on a test server first, just slightly more complicated than the agents. Stop services, backup the VM, backup the configuration, especially keys, CA, etc. Replace repositories, replace packages, start again. That's it. The test server worked. So we wrote an OpenBolt plan to do that migration. But there was an issue. As we are using Puppet to install the Puppet server with PuppetDB and PuppetBoard, we needed to have working modules with OpenVox for all of these steps. At the time of the migration, both the module for Puppet and Puppet board were already supporting OpenVox, but there was no OpenVox DB module yet. So this was our first bigger contribution to the OpenVox ecosystem, because as of March 2026, the Puppet DB module had already been forked in the OpenVox DB in the OpenVox namespace as Puppet OpenVox DB, but it only partially supported OpenVox DB, had a lot of legacy code, and it wasn't released on Forge yet. First of all, I would like to thank these people, Tim, Harun, and Yuri for their help, because without them, the module wouldn't be here. So guys, a round of applause for them. In particular, I worked on two aspects of the Puppet OpenVox DB module. First, a cleanup. A lot of end-of-life code was removed because it had tests for end-of-life version of Debian for way old Puppet DB version. For example, it still tested the migration from Puppet DB 3 to Puppet DB 8. Honestly, there is not really a reason to keep it today. It also included a lot of perfor specific code like Litmus for linting, different from the gems used in Vox Populi. So this was the first part, and then features. Most important was the module was moved to the OpenVox DB namespace. So for example, the classes are OpenVox DB, etc. Like, okay, it's OpenVox DB database. You can do include OpenVox DB, and you can have both OpenVox DB and Puppet DB modules in the same environment while you are transitioning without having conflicts. As a bonus, I added to type check and added DL10 with a couple of hacks Harun knows of, and that were later removed when the PostgreSQL module added proper support for EL10. So here we are it works with OpenBoxDB, but we are not to a complete solution yet because still doesn't follow old modern best practices because it carries a lot of legacy paradigms because it has been written ages ago, I guess. For example, it still shipped globals.pp. It had data both in manifest and in Yara, so kind of a mess. Tests are quite extensive but need to be reviewed, so this is a call to action. Use it, report bugs, and above all, open PR says they are welcome. Then another step of the migration was the foreman, as internally we use the foreman for older real, for how can I say, physical machine for hardware that is deployed through foreman, while VMs and other abstractions are managed through the all-in-one Puppet server. Foreman heavily relies on Puppet from setup to configuration of the deployed machines. That is the default method, and it works great. And first issue is that the foreman itself, as of the latest version, that is 3.19, if I'm correct, still uses Puppet under the hood. So foreman installer is made with CAFO, so a collection of Puppet modules. It uses Puppet gems, and there is an effort from the foreman community to change both the software and the documentation and the tests to use OpenBox, but it's taking time because it's a lot. And so for us as an end user, it is a work in progress and we have to wait. The other issue is the templates, because as of 3.19, foreman is able to, with the stock templates, is able to configure OpenBox if it's provided as a package. So for example, templates have the correct parameters, have the correct package names. You can decide if install the Puppet agent or OpenBox agent to configure it. Problem is that they do not add repositories. So if it is provided as content with Catello or as with a custom snippet, okay, that works. But if you are using stock foreman, as in our use case, as we are still planning whether to use Catello or not, it doesn't work. So this is another contribution of ours. It's been going on for a while as a pull request. And it adds the box pupuli repositories to the templates. And honestly, feedback would really be welcome on this pull request. So please take note of the number and add your own opinion. Whoops. Hey. Last step of migration was the toolchain. We made it last, even if it was probably the easier part. First problem is the ID, because our ID of choice is VS Codium, the fork of VS Code. And we chose it at the time because there was the official extension from Puppet Labs, and we are still using it. Somehow, the development of the extension is still public on GitHub. Releases are still free, but we don't know if we can rely on it for time. I got a suggestion that no, it's not a good idea. Meanwhile, we are using that. It's working with OpenBox because it can also work with the agent. So on the machines, we just installed the OpenBox agent. It has the same paths, so the extension is happy. It thinks it's Puppet and works, but future is unclear, not a good idea, and any suggestion is welcome. Apart from Vim, I tried that.
I have an OpenBox plugin. Not released yet, but ready for testing.
Okay, we will be your beta tester then. Another issue is the PDK. Okay, I know it is bloated, but we were using it. Now, the Puppet Development Kit releases are still public on GitHub. Development is public, but there are no more fast releases. So we are switching to use all the OpenBox toolchain. You can find it in these QRs. There is now a guide. Most importantly, it is made with a lot of independent gems rather than a monolithic bubble of tools. But whatever, if we like, for some reason, the monolithic interface, there is a GIG, that works as a wrapper. Last, and that is an issue, ArtNK. Now, as you know, ArtNK can deploy Puppet environments from one or more Git sources. In our case, it is a self-hosted GitLab instance. It works, but it was already in maintenance mode even before all the license changes. Its future is unclear, to say at least. We were evaluating G10K and Librarian Puppet as alternatives, but haven't switched yet, as we don't have a full understanding of what will happen, especially with type isolation, so we have yet to switch. I know, not good. So even here, suggestions are welcome. And thanks for your attention. Thank you. Any question? Nothing.
How many nodes do you have in particular for your environment that talk to the Puppet server?
Some dozens talk to the Puppet server, while we are talking like hundreds on the Puppet server in Foreman. Okay.
Was a resizing of the OpenBox server VM required?
Was?
Resizing. Do you think that it need more CPU?
No. We are using exactly the same resources as before.
Please repeat the question for the audience.
Okay. So he asked if we needed to resize and add more resources to the OpenBox server. No, we are running the OpenBox server on the exact same VM with the exact same resources as before with Puppet server, and we noticed no particular increment in resource usage, so that required no changes. Thank you.